You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. One thing we like to do on this show is ask people in the spotlight some questions about work, money, and the lessons they've learned along the way. It's called the Marketplace Quiz. Here's producer Haley Hirschman with this week's guest.
Hi, this is Taishi. I'm a musician, I'm a singer, a songwriter.
In a next life, what would your career be?
I think I would probably want to do something with my hands, like build or create something, whether it's art or just kind of, you know, building things, because I spend so much time making things that are intangible. And so I think I like the idea of being able to create things. So maybe a sculptor or something like that.
Yeah. Do you have any hobbies or downtime where you get to actually do that?
I don't, actually, and I think that's probably why it appeals to me. Seeing something from start to finish really physically is interesting to me, and maybe now a hobby that I should take up.
What is the hardest part about your job that nobody knows?
The fact that you have to kind of be a million different things, I think, as a musician or as an artist nowadays, aside from, you know, making the music or being creative and inspired and, like, creating material, you kind of have to also be, you know, really on top of, like, the business side of things, especially if you're coming from an independent place and you do things yourself a lot. You have to also kind of be able to be a performer and create like a live show experience and be able to communicate with other musicians and really like be charismatic and be comfortable on stage. And then you also, you know, have to be able to put yourself out there and be like on social media and, you know, have like a persona and be relatable. And I think there's a lot of different things that maybe you used to be able to get away with not being, maybe when you could kind of be just a recording artist or just a touring artist or something. But I think now that, you know, we've transitioned into like the digital age and like everybody is so easily accessible and people kind of want to know everything about somebody, I think now you kind of have to be super well-rounded and like have many dimensions to you.
That sounds stressful.
It can be, but I think it can also be really rewarding, and it's a really cool opportunity to create something that has different dimensions and has depth to it, and kind of forces you to present yourself as more than just your music.
What is your most prized possession?
I have some pieces of things that belong to my grandmothers and my grandmother on my dad's side. She spent a lot of time, actually, funny, kind of coming full circle, in her later years, like, making things with her hands. So she did a lot of, like, arts and crafts, and she did ceramics and stuff, and she made this one ceramic. She's just kind of like a young girl, and it's really lovely because you can, like, see, you know, all the indentations of, like, her hands and her fingers, like, making it, and that's one of the things that I have. But I have a lot of kind of little things like that that she made in her later years.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
I wish that somebody had really encouraged me to, like, trust my gut instinct in terms of the things that you want to do and the things you say yes to or the things that you take on.
Do you think that you do that now?
I think I've gotten better at doing it. I think it takes a certain amount of confidence and self-assuredness that I think, for me, it's definitely been a learning experience of getting more comfortable with being the voice of authority in things. And so that has come along with that process for me.
Taishi's album Crawl Space is out now.